in my opinion, looking at the balance of forces, and I'm looking at the balance of forces here, a realistic assessment. Ukraine will in most likely have to make some adjustments from the position that we heard Saturday. That is an absolute position. That's a maximalist position. They're going to have to move away from that, and they're going to have to give up some of that land. Now, the wording, the magic wording there that we've all talked about is de jure, de facto. The Russians could say it's by law theirs, de jure. Ukrainians could say, no, it's by fact. But in that case, they both live with it. Like the Turkish enclave in Cyprus from 1974, for example. People forget about that. That's a de jure, de facto relationship that's gone on since 1974. So those are options. But the Ukrainians are going to have to move. And if they don't move, the Russians will continue the war against them, and the Ukrainians will have to defend. And then it's a question of balance of forces. And today, the balance of forces favors, to some degree, the Russians. They have the momentum.